Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, the publication for people who want to be known in Metro Atlanta. In this segment, we're going to be talking about what you really need to know about personal branding. My guest today is an internationally recognized personal branding strategist, speaker, author, and coach. She is the president and CEO of Lethea Owens International, an organization dedicated to showing people how they can achieve extraordinary results by having the right skills and the right attitude. We are excited and honored to have on the phone today one of the most sought-after speakers in America, Ms. Lethea Owens. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Sparkplug. It's my pleasure to be here today.
We're so excited about having you here today, and I want you to know we respect your time, and so we'd like to get right into the topic, okay?
Wonderful.
Well, Ms. Owens, how did you become interested in the topic of personal branding?
It's actually a funny story, Sparkplug. I became interested in the topic of personal branding out of necessity. You see, as a professional development manager at State Farm Insurance Company, I had about 24 web developers that reported to me, and I thought my career was going well. And actually, my performance was highly rated, but what I discovered when I did an assessment one year, I discovered that my personal brand or the perception that others had of me wasn't nearly as powerful. It may have been powerful in the sense that if you asked me, per se, to describe myself and who I am, I would say I'm tenacious, I'm hardworking, I'm driven. But when I did a 360 survey to try to assess how others viewed my brand, they said, when asked the question, you know, tell me about Lethea, they said, she's controlling, she's demanding, she's always right. And I was like, oh my goodness. So even though I got my work done with quality and excellence, I left dead bodies and wounded people behind me. And I realized that that would only get me so far. And so I started to, after I, you know, picked myself up off the floor being, you know, frustrated and depressed over my survey results, I decided I had to take action and do something in order to improve how others perceived me. And that's when I started to do research on how I could implement personal branding strategies to help me do just that.
Well, tell us, why would a business owner wanting to take their business to the next level and beyond need to create a personal branding strategy?
That question helped bridge the gap between the professional world and the solopreneur world, or the world of people who are entrepreneurs. You know, as a professional within the corporate environment, it was important that I address my personal brand and make sure that people saw Lethea as someone who they would really love to work with, someone they could depend on, and someone that it was enjoyable to work with. In the solopreneur or entrepreneurial arena, it's just as important, if not even more important, to make sure that you have a personal brand. You see, if you want to take your business to that next level, one of the ways that you're going to do that is through word-of-mouth advertisement. We all know that that is the least expensive and most powerful form of advertisement. And in order to get people buzzing about you and talking about you and raving about what it is that you offer, you have to develop a strong and powerful brand. Now, I've discovered that your brand is not what you say it is. It's how you present yourself and what you project to the world around you. So as an entrepreneur or business owner, I could say I am eloquent and I am inspiring and motivating as a speaker, but the reality of it is, when people hear me speak, do they feel inspired? Do they feel motivated? Do they sense the wealth of knowledge that I have? So the issue really is making sure that you are truly projecting out into the world the brand attributes and the qualities that you want to become known for. Because when you do that, I have discovered something beautiful happens. People become brand champions of your product, of your service, and of you as a person. I was in Dubai at a global summit on leadership, and I had the wonderful opportunity to be one of the featured speakers there. And while I was halfway around the world in Dubai, back in my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri, there was a brand champion, someone who was a raving fan of Lethea Owens, working on my behalf. You see, when I returned back from Dubai, I received an invitation to have breakfast with the woman who had once booked my speaking services. And so we sit down and we talk and we catch up on the family. And then all of a sudden she says, Lethea, have you ever thought about having your own radio show? And I'm thinking to myself, now this is March of 2006. And in January of 2006, I put my list of goals and objectives for my business to actually start my own or to have my own radio show. And it was a one-minute radio show. I was going to start modestly. And it was called Motivational Mondays, Where Your Dreams Become Reality. And so when she asked me that question, I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, this is just so, you know, weird. And I said, yes, I have. I've thought about having my own radio show. And I told her a little bit about it. She said, what if I gave you 60? And I said, 60 what? She said, 60 minutes to do a radio show. And I thought, what? She said, well, I've already talked to the GM of WGNU, the radio station here in St. Louis, and they're willing to give you your own radio show on the time slot of 1 to 2 on Mondays. It's all yours if you want it, but the only thing I ask is that you stay true to your brand message. Halfway around the world, Spark Plug, I was, right? But yet there was someone in St. Louis sitting at a desk talking to a GM advocating on my behalf. So if a business owner really wants to take their business to the next level, they have to create that buzz around the work that they do and the products and services that they offer so that other people can go out and exponentially help them get the exposure that they need in order to attract all the opportunities and all the clients they need in order to be successful.
Well, Ms. Owens, what are some of the most important elements of a powerful branding strategy?
I'm glad you asked that, Spark Plug, because, you know, a lot of people don't know where to start. I just spoke yesterday at a university in Indiana, and I had two people, one young junior in college, come up to me and say, Mrs. Owens, I have no clue what I want to do with the rest of my life. I have no clue what I want to be, you know, when I leave college. Then I had a 55-year-old woman walk up, and she said, I'm with her. I'm 55, and I still don't know what I want to do. And so, you know, it's just really interesting that people know that they need to promote themselves. And I'm sure the listeners have heard a supervisor or a colleague or a friend say, you know, you have to learn how to toot your own horn. And we have to learn how to do that, especially in today's business environment. Gone are the days of doing a great job and being highly recognized and rewarded for it. You have to learn how to strategically promote yourself. But most people just don't know how to do that. So some of the important elements of a powerful personal branding strategy is, number one, being clear about your purpose, your values, and why you're doing what it is that you're doing. You have to be crystal clear on those things. You also have to become clear on the value that you bring to the table based on the specific set of gifts and talents that make you unique. You see, I'm Lethea, and there are things that only Lethea can do the way Lethea can do them. And you're Spark Plug, and there are things that you can do that only you can do the way that you do them. And so the beginning of this process is really becoming comfortable in your own skin, becoming clear about who you are, the value that you bring to the world around you, and then also becoming clear about your gifts and talents. After you've done that, you can then begin to think about, what are the products and services that I'd like to offer? You can offer either a product or service that's never been developed before or not been developed for your niche market, or you can take a product that already exists within your niche market and make it even better. And after you've done that, then comes the goal of, or the element of, promoting your personal brand. So that's kind of the last step of the powerful personal branding strategy, is the promotion and maintenance of your powerful personal brand. When you're promoting your brand, that's when you're getting your website in order, when you're logging on to social networks to become actively engaged, creating a powerful profile that really truly tells people who you are and what it is that you do and the value that you offer. And then you use other tools such as YouTube and MySpace and other online and offline tools such as postcard mailings and things of that nature to then promote the brand that you have created on your social networking sites and on your website. And then when you put those elements together, you then begin to attract people who will follow you, who will become interested in what you have to offer, and who will then want to use your services.
Well, let's change gears a little bit here. What are some of the most common mistakes you see business owners make in trying to build their personal brand?
I think the most common mistake that people make is trying to go from A to Z in an accelerated manner without doing the hard work that has to happen in steps A, B, and C. And when I say hard work, it's really that deep thinking, that introspective thinking. Who am I? Why am I doing this? What is my purpose? What are my unique gifts? What do I do differently than anyone else in the world or anyone else on my team or anyone else who does what it is that I do? And that's hard work, Spark Plug. I mean, I work with coaching clients who, when I give them the step-by-step guideline, they think, oh, wow, this is only like 3 or 4 pages. I can get through this. And they spend a month on page one just trying to become clear about those answers. So the biggest mistake people make, I think, is beating themselves up because that part of the process doesn't come as quickly for them. After you become clear on those foundational things, the rest of the process just flies by. I mean, it's easy once you know who you are and the value that you add and what your unique gifts and talents are, the things that differentiate you from others. Once you're clear on those things, then it becomes easier to find keywords for your website, to make decisions about how you're going to project and promote yourself on your website or what your social networking profile write-up should be. That's the easy part after you become clear on the hard part. So the biggest mistake that I see people make is trying to quickly get from A to Z without really doing the hard work. And the second thing that I see most common is people who think that their tagline is their brand, and people who are all over the place, people who on, you know, several sites may be viewed or positioned as a business consultant, and then you find them on another site and you see them as a relationship expert, and then you look on another site and you see them as a financial expert. It's like, who are you? It's schizophrenia, you know? And so having people really think clearly about the focused perception that they want people to have about them is what we help clients do, and what's needed in order for them to have a powerful personal brand. Your brand, you have one. Everyone has a personal brand. Now, not all of them are powerful, because brands that are not intentionally managed often are weak or negative.
Well, let's talk about what you can do right now. If our listeners want to take action right now, what would you suggest they do to get started today?
Spark Plug, I'm able to offer everyone listening to this broadcast an opportunity to take a free personal branding assessment. This tool has been very valuable for me because you can send it out to people on your list, and it actually segments your results. I send it to my husband, my kids, my friends, my family members, my clients, my colleagues, and so forth. And when you get your results back, it will actually segment your results by those different groups. So I can see what my brand perception is, or brand persona is, with my clients, and how that compares with my brand persona among my friends or among my colleagues or among my family members and so forth. And so it's a beautiful and powerful tool for helping someone begin to think about what their next steps should be. Especially if they're planning to work with a coach, I would encourage them not to begin brand strategy work without having a benchmark or baseline understanding of what their current brand is. And if anyone is interested in taking action on that particular free tool, all they have to do is email me at Lethia, that's L-E-T as in Tom, H-I-A, at LethiaOwens.com. So Lethia is spelled L-E-T as in Tom, H-I-A, and Owens, O-W-E-N-S. My email is Lethia at LethiaOwens.com. And you can find me on the web at www.LethiaOwens.com. And there you, too, will find information about the personal branding assessment.
Well, Lethia, before we bring this interview to a close, is there one final thing you'd like to leave our listening audience with regarding their personal brand?
Yes, Spark, I would actually like to use you as an example. You know, the whole idea of Spark Plug, when I first was introduced to you, you know, I was thinking to myself, Spark Plug, you know, wow, that's an interesting name, but here's the power and the beauty of that. It sticks. And I love the branded music that you have for your radio show. It's things like that that business owners and professionals can do to differentiate themselves and to stand out from all of the other people who do the type of work that it is that they do. So I want to just close by encouraging you, Spark Plug, and our listeners with this closing comment. Remember, you are more powerful and bigger and more valuable than you have ever been taught to believe. In 2 days, tomorrow will be yesterday. What are you doing to create the life and the brand that you desire? It's been my pleasure speaking with you today, Spark Plug. Thank you for having me on your show.
Before you leave, let me ask you one more thing, because I'm sure our listening audience would like to know. How can you be reached for more information or speaking engagements?
Sure, Spark Plug. People can reach me via my email, Lethia, L-E-T as in Tom, H-I-A, at LethiaOwens.com, or by visiting my website, www.letheaowens.com or by calling my business office, which is 636-244-5041. Again, that's 636-244-5041.
Ms. Lethea Owens, President and CEO of Lethea Owens International. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You have a great one.
You too. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's top business people like Ms. Lethea Owens. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another superb job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.